recognize you. You're appreciative of their desire to interact with you. In other words, you feel only appreciation for when you get into that place of alignment. But you can't go immediately. We said that earlier. You can't go from that revenge mode, even if it's in your fantasy world, all the way over here to appreciation. So the next fantasy that you're working on, you want to move through that feeling of revenge into a feeling of greater control of your experience, or even maybe more hope. You see what we're getting at? Mm-hmm. It feels to us that, and you're not alone in this, there are a lot of people who have spent so much time feeling so aware of how they are being received by others that you just sort of have that stuck in your vibrational craw. And we'd like to zap all of you with that. We'd like to zap all of you with a magic wand that would make you not give a rip what anybody else thinks about you. But we can't do that. You have to work them out of your system little by little by little by little by little. So we think this has been a productive conversation, because one thing that we've really established, and it's something that a lot of people did not really understand, people think that fantasy and projecting the idea of success is all that is necessary to get you to the success that you seek. And you say, I've been doing this for years, but I keep snapping back to a reality that's not changing very much. And we say, the only reason that your reality isn't changing very much is because, as you said in your own perfect words, you keep dreaming the same fantasy over and over and over again. And we don't mean that it's exactly the same picture, but we mean it has added the same vibrational essence, which is, I'm trying to compensate for my feelings of not being validated and not feeling worthy and my feelings of inadequacy. I'm trying to compensate for those things by this fantasy, and I'm not getting very far very fast. And we say, you just have to, each time you get in your mind game, you have to work toward feeling a little better than you did the last time. In other words, we think it could be really productive if you go to that dreamscape and you see yourself, you've walked off the stage of your television show and you're in a restaurant and you're sitting there and you're feeling very good about being there. And you see someone walking up, and by darn, it's somebody you know. It's somebody that scorned you and scoffed you before. And this person walks up to the table, and in this first dream, you just sort of blow them off. You think to yourself, you weren't there when I needed you, and now you're not happy. And any of me, and she sort of slinks off like a wounded deer into the background, and you sit there feeling all sort of cocky and good because you showed her. In other words, I don't have to put up with that for 1 minute. But then as you sit there, that felt better than being scoffed or scorned. That felt better than the rejection that maybe that person gave you. But from your place, this is what we meant earlier when we said, Jerry said, that seems upstream to me, and Esther said, well, it was downstream to me. You're the only one that gets to decide if it feels better. And what we've noticed is that that fantasy might feel very downstream to you for a while, but pretty soon you come into your own knowing of who you are, and in time, that is an upstream fantasy. In other words, the more tuned in you get to who you really are, the more revenge is really off for you. It's like during the political elections and with all of that thing that was happening and the escalation of the war and so many people feeling powerless, a lot of people were taking satisfaction in television programs that were like the voice in the wilderness that at least spoke some reason in this world of insanity. But after a while, those television shows that gave you relief now are upstream. You see what we're getting at? So now, the next fantasy. So now, that fantasy isn't feeling quite so good as it once did. She walked out the door and it felt pretty good now. But the more tuned in you get to who you really are, so now you replay it again. There you are. You're in the restaurant. You're feeling really good. You had a really good segment. You're really proud of the work that you're doing. You're feeling appreciation. Feels good to just kick back. There isn't anything that you really need to do right now. The universe is taking care of you. You're tuned in to who you are. You're having a nice conversation with someone there, maybe someone who's waiting the table or working the bar or whatever, and you look and you see someone walk up to you, and you remember that you had some bad feelings with that person before, but suddenly you realize you don't feel that way anymore, and you call them over and you say, how are you? And you're sitting there feeling proud of yourself for not feeling that revenge thing that you felt for so long, and seeing this person through the eyes of Source a little more than you've done before. And you say, I was really looking forward to just sitting here in my own thoughts. I'm with people all the time, so I appreciate